Hello and welcome to episode number 108 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host. My name is Steve Webb. Today we'll read Numbers 20, Luke 15, and Psalm chapter 30 from the New International Reader's Version. Numbers chapter 20. In the first month, the whole community of Israel arrived at the desert of Zin. They stayed at Kadesh. Miriam died there. Her body was also buried there. The people didn't have any water, so they gathered together to oppose Moses and Aaron. They argued with Moses. They said, "We wish we had died when our people fell dead in front of the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's people into this desert? We and our livestock will die here. Why did you bring us up out of Egypt? Why did you bring us to this terrible place? It doesn't have any grain or figs. It doesn't have any grapes or pomegranates. There isn't even any water for us to drink." Moses and Aaron left the people. They went to the entrance to the tent of meeting. There they fell with their faces to the ground. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses. He said, "Get your wooden staff. You and your brother Aaron gather the people together. Then speak to that rock while everyone is watching. It will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community. Then they and their livestock can drink it." So Moses took the wooden staff from the tent. He did just as the Lord had commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the people together in front of the rock. Moses said to them, "Listen, you who refuse to obey, do we have to bring water out of this rock for you?" Then Moses raised his arm. He hit the rock twice with his staff. Water poured out, and the people and their livestock drank it. But the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. He said, "You did not trust in me enough to honor me. You did not honor me as the holy God in front of the people of Israel, so you will not bring this community into the land I'm giving them." Those were the waters of Meribah. That's where the people of Israel argued with the Lord, and that's where he showed them he is holy. Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. The messenger said, "The nation of Israel is your brother. They say, 'You know about all the hard times we've had. Long ago our people went down into Egypt. We lived there for many years. The Egyptians treated us and our people badly. But we cried out to the Lord. He heard our cry. He sent an angel and brought us out of Egypt. Now here we are at the town of Kadesh. It's on the edge of your territory. Please, let us pass through your country. We won't go through any field or vineyard. We won't drink water from any well. We'll travel along the king's highway. We won't turn to the right or the left. We'll just go straight through your territory." But the people of Edom answered, "You can't pass through here. If you try to, we'll march out against you. We'll attack you with our swords." The people of Israel replied, "We'll go along the main road. We and our livestock won't drink any of your water. If we do, we'll pay for it. We only want to walk through your country. That's all we ask." Again, the people of Edom answered, "You can't pass through here." Then the people of Edom came out against them. They came with a large and powerful army. Edom refused to let Israel go through their territory, so Israel turned away from them. The whole community of Israel started out from Kadesh. They arrived at Mount Hor. It was near the border of Edom. There the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. He said, "Aaron will join the members of his family who have already died. He will not enter the land I am giving to the people of Israel. Both of you refused to obey my command. You did it at the waters of Meribah. So get Aaron and his son Eleazar. Take them up Mount Hor. Take Aaron's official robes off him. Put them on his son Eleazar. Aaron will die on Mount Hor. He will join the members of his family who have already died." Moses did just as the Lord had commanded. The three men went up Mount Hor while the whole community was watching. Moses took Aaron's official robes off him. He put them on Aaron's son, Eleazar, and Aaron died there on the top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. The whole community found out that Aaron had died, so the entire nation of Israel sobbed over him for 30 days. Luke chapter 15. The tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were whispering among themselves. They said, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them a story. He said, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Won't he leave the 99 in the open country? Won't he go and look for the one lost sheep until he finds it? When he finds it, he will joyfully put it on his shoulders and go home. Then he will call his friends and neighbors together. He will say, 'Be joyful with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, it will be the same in heaven. There will be great joy when one sinner turns away from sin. Yes, there will be more joy than for 99 godly people who do not need to turn away from their sins. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. She will light a lamp and sweep the house. She will search carefully until she finds the coin. And when she finds it, she will call her friends and neighbors together. She will say, 'Be joyful with me, I've found my lost coin.' I tell you, it is the same in heaven. There is joy in heaven over one sinner who turns away from sin." Jesus continued, "There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger son spoke to his father. He said, 'Father, give me my share of the family property.' So the father divided his property between his 2 sons. Not long after that, the younger son packed up all he had. Then he left for a country far away. There he wasted his money on wild living. He spent everything he had. Then the whole country ran low on food, so the son didn't have what he needed. He went to work for someone who lived in that country, who sent him to the fields to feed the pigs. The son wanted to fill his stomach with the food the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Then he began to think clearly again. He said, 'How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food? But here I am dying from hunger. I will get up and go back to my father. I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and I have sinned against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went to his father. While the son was still a long way off, his father saw him. He was filled with tender love for his son. He ran to him. He threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattest calf and kill it. Let's have a big dinner and celebrate. This son of mine was dead, and now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.' So they began to celebrate. The older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing, so he called one of the servants. He asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come home,' the servant replied. 'Your father has killed the fattest calf. He has done this because your brother is back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry. He refused to go in, so his father went out and begged him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've worked like a slave for you. I've always obeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours wasted your money with some prostitutes. Now he comes home, and for him you kill the fattest calf.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you're always with me. Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad. This brother of yours was dead, and now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.'" Psalms chapter 30. "Lord, I will give you honor. You brought me out of deep trouble. You didn't give my enemies the joy of seeing me die. Lord, my God, I called out to you for help, and you healed me. Lord, you brought me up from the edge of the grave. You kept me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you who are faithful to him. Praise him, because his name is holy. His anger lasts for only a moment, but his favor lasts for a person's whole life. Sobbing can remain through the night, but joy comes in the morning. When I felt safe, I said, 'I will always be secure.' Lord, when you showed me your favor, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you turned your face away from me, I was terrified. Lord, I called out to you. I cried to you for your favor. I said, 'What good will come if I die? What good will come if I go down into the grave? Can the dust of my dead body praise you? Can it tell how faithful you are? Lord, hear me. Show me your favor. Lord, help me.' You turned my loud crying into dancing. You removed my black clothes and dressed me with joy. So my heart will sing to you. I can't keep silent. Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. May God bless the reading of His Word. I have to apologize to you for missing yesterday's installment of the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible. I just got completely buried with work, or more accurately, submitting proposals to land some work. Being the freelance guy that I am, I have to constantly be looking for the next gig. And yesterday was one of those days that I had to complete multiple proposals. I was actually in the office until about 12:30 in the morning. Do me a favor, pray that God brings some of these projects my way. Thanks. So, today in Numbers, did you get what Moses did wrong when God made the water come from the rock? Remember, God told him simply to speak to the rock. No theatrics, just speak. But what did Moses do? Well, first he scolded the Israelites, and then he said, "Do we have to bring water out of this rock for you?" Excuse me, do we have to bring water out? We? What, Moses and Aaron are going to do this? And then after that, he raised his arm and then hit the rock twice with his staff, at which point water came forth from the rock. Moses said nothing about God, nothing about how God told him to bring the people together here at this rock so that they could see God deliver them once again. So God delivered them despite Moses and Aaron's sin, but then Moses and Aaron paid a very high price. God told them that they would not be allowed into the Promised Land. Think of what a bitter pill that must have been. To wander around in the desert for 40 years and deal with these people and then be denied entrance into that place that God promised. That's tough. But notice that God's love and forgiveness is so great that despite their sin, God delivered His people. They got their much-needed water. So what we can take away from this is sometimes out of God's grace and mercy and love, He'll forgive sins, He'll do what's best for us, but we still have to sometimes live with the consequences of our sin. God set up this thing called cause and effect. And yes, He can intervene sometimes and stop the effect, but that often is not the way He chooses to deal with us. Because cause and effect is a great teaching tool. And because He loves us, there are lessons that we need to learn. Well, come back and see me tomorrow. Saturday's always a good day, right? The first day of the weekend. And it's a day to prepare for Sunday, the Lord's Day, a day of rest and fellowship with our God and His people. Saturday's a good day, and Sunday's even better. But for now, have a great Friday, and may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.